Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, cause they've got to fill that quota.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki along with
Christina Stoffo.
Everybody, most people start the day off with one important thing. No, yep. It's not a kiss from your spouse. No, it's not a smile from your child.
Nope.
It is a good cup of Joe. Do you?
I do. Coffee is an essential part of my diet, Ed.
See?
It is.
It's coffee and it's everything else on top of that.
Yeah.
There is nothing more satisfying than that first sip of coffee in the morning. Did you know there are several things that no one ever tells you about your cup of morning coffee.
Really?
I'm surprising you, I would imagine.
You really are.
No, that's me.
You know, I hold coffee on such a high platform in my life.
Dun, dun, dun. All right, here we go. The first one. We drink over 500 billion cups of coffee every single year worldwide.
I believe that.
That includes the newfangled things, the lattes, the cappuccinos, mm-hmm. the Americanos. What is an Americano?
An Americano is espresso.
Yeah.
But they water it down a little bit with water.
Really?
Yeah.
I learned something every time we do this.
So you'll get like a quad Americano. It's like four shots of espresso watered down a little bit.
Four shots of espresso?
That's how I would get it.
Four?
That's how I would get it.
That's called jet fuel.
That is called amazing in a cup.
And how long does that keep you going for a day? All right, let's say you have that at 8:30 in the morning.
That would be enough for me. That would be my beginning thing for the day.
Here's a question.
Yes.
And I've wanted to ask you this for a while.
Okay.
I wonder when that first cup of coffee comes along, because I will get emails from you at some of the most oddest times.
I know.
I got an email from you the other day at 4:02 a.m.
Because I couldn't sleep. I couldn't sleep, so I was checking my email, and I happened to get an email
from
about
something.
Right.
Right.
And I was like, oh, I guess I'll respond to it. I'll see it when he wakes up.
I've gotten texts at 4:15 in the morning. I've gotten emails at 4:02. She is quite the conundrum, folks. You don't know. Is she all right? Is her day ending? Is it starting?
No,
I don't know.
It's usually me just waking up and not being able to fall back to sleep, probably because I had a quad Americano.
Now I know. See that? Because when you get the email at 4:02, you don't know. Do I respond to it?
Yeah.
Because if the phone goes ding, 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 am I going to wake her up? And I don't know if I want to do that. If
mm-hmm.
she's getting up for the day, maybe it'll help her stay awake. Anyway, back to the story. Oh, look at this one. If you're a woman who drinks coffee, you may be at a lower risk for depression.
You see, now I don't know if it's just me, but I get very happy when I'm drinking my coffee, and I actually get very sad when the coffee's done.
Really?
So, yeah, because I actually enjoy the flavor of coffee. It's not just something that I do because it's a fad. Like, I actually, well, because I grew up in a similar family situation,
yes.
ethnic European family.
Of course.
Coffee was always a staple thing for us.
It was
espresso,
the smell that you would wake up to every single
morning.
Right,
and there was always espresso after dinner.
Right.
It was just something that happened.
And my parents, same thing.
You know?
Coffee in the morning, coffee in the afternoon.
Yep.
Plus, my parents were heavy smokers, which means that coffee
and cigarette
was like a cheeseburger and French fries all day, all night. A study led by research at the Harvard School of Public Health found that the risk of depression was 20% lower among women who drank four or more cups of coffee per day. Well, wait a minute. That's a lot. And how many
a day do you drink?
That's
my quad espresso in one cup.
There you go. See that? So that's why she is so happy. That's why she's so giddy. And that's why she's the best sidekick on radio. The next one. Wake up and smell the coffee is a real thing. Wait a minute. It's just what I just said.
It is.
See that? There's a 2008 study conducted by the Sohan Sok So of Seoul National University.
Oh, okay.
Don't ask me to repeat that because I cannot. So if you're the type of person who already has your coffee brewing before you wake up, it could be helping you get out of bed. So
you
it's
know,
not just the taste, it's the smell.
I think that even if coffee, because you know, sometimes coffee gets a little bit burned, doesn't have a good flavor.
No, it doesn't.
The aroma is always on point. You know, the smell of coffee is always
on
so
point.
Good. Yeah.
That's the phrase I'm taking out of this segment. She's talking about coffee and it's on point.
It's on point, you know?
Wow. All of a sudden, we're like one of the Sunday TV political talk shows.
Oh, boy.
That's on point, Ms. Stoffo.
And you know what else that goes along with? Coffee makers now have actual alarms where you could set it to brew, start brewing at 6 a.m. or whatever.
If you're single, if you live by yourself, coffee is literally your friend.
That's true.
Number four, I'll let you read number four.
Oh, thanks, Ed. Well, I guess coffee could improve
ED. And we're not talking about the host of this program now,
no,
are we?
No, no, no.
Yes.
If you're a guy who drinks the caffeine equivalent of 2 or 3 cups of coffee per day, we've got good news for you. According to new research conducted at the University of Texas Health Science Center of Houston, men who drank between 85 and 170 milligrams of caffeine a day were 42% less likely to suffer from ED.
All right. Erectile dysfunction. We're among friends. Now, you know, here's a good point. I know this isn't going to play well over the radio or over your smartphone or over your computer, but it's important. I will turn to you and say, what am I holding in my hand right now?
A large Dunkin' Donuts.
Coffee.
Yeah,
there you go, folks. That's all I got to say.
Aye.
Next, dark roast coffee has less caffeine than light roast coffee. Does it matter? Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
But I
actually prefer dark roast because I feel like it has like a more of a bold flavor.
Dunkin' Donuts, they've gotten a couple free mentions here, but that's okay. They had this thing all winter. They were giving away free or 99 cents.
Right, dark roast coffee.
I didn't like it. It was a little too bold.
Yeah, it almost
tasted burnt. Oh, that's just me. Caffeine is burned off during the roast process, according to NPR. NPR doing stories about coffee.
Interesting.
Then again, we are too, so what's the big deal? So if you like the taste of dark roast, great. Just know it has a little less caffeine than its lighter counterpart. How about this one? Your summer coffee may give you less of a jolt.
Interesting.
Because the coffee that you drink in the summer is sometimes...
iced? Okay, but I guess this makes sense to me, because if you're putting ice, it's going to get watered down eventually, right?
I would imagine so.
Okay, so let's see.
Do.
Iced coffee is delicious, and we don't blame you for wanting to drink it all summer, but if you're drinking cold brew, not to be confused with plain old iced coffee.
I'm confused.
Is not hot coffee poured over ice. Oh, which is just hot. Oh, I get it now.
I'm confused. I'm in the woods. I'm lost here.
Okay, so,
you're really in the weeds now on me with this.
Okay, so if you just pour hot coffee over ice, it's going to get really watered down. But there are coffee shops that will actually brew coffee, put it in a container, and then refrigerate it so that it actually becomes cold without the ice.
Wow.
I get it. If you're drinking cold brew, you'll get less caffeine out of the deal. As Time notes, Starbucks cold brew has 165 milligrams of caffeine, while the same size cup of dark roast has 330 milligrams. So before you order, check your brew. I wonder what makes the difference,
though. I don't know. But
I thought it would be the ice for sure, but I just don't think it is.
It's a very good thing that this is not a television show yet, because I have the most confused look on my face that I have had in quite a long time.
Yeah.
Thank you for straightening that out.
But I don't even know if I thought I straightened it out. It made sense in my head. Anyway.
Why I was a C student in science, folks.
Aye.
The next one, you should be drinking your morning cup around 10 a.m. Really?
Okay.
Why? If you rely on a cup of Joe to get you out of bed in the morning, we don't blame you. But because cortisol, the hormone associated with both stress and waking up the body, levels peak right after you wake up. If you want to get the most caffeine in your coffee, wait a while. Cortisol levels do indeed increase about 50% right after you wake up, regardless of time. This is according to an ASAP Science video. Science says wait at least an hour to get your cup of Joe, and your body will be optimally ready to go.
Maybe because those levels are then maybe dying off a little bit?
I guess so. So the entire world has been doing it wrong. So now every coffee shop is upset because no one will walk into their place until 10 o'clock in the morning. We have just taken down the entire coffee industry in this country. Wow.
Oops.
Coffee lowers your risk of Alzheimer's disease.
This is an interesting
fact. People who drink 3 to 5 cups a day have a 20% lower risk of developing Alzheimer's, according to research presented at the 2014 Alzheimer Europe Annual Congress. I would imagine such, because it's caffeine, it's stimulating your entire body. It would obviously stimulate your mind, so it would keep your mind more active.
And it also says here that Alzheimer's isn't where it ends. Additional studies have found that drinking the same amount of coffee lowers the risk of heart attack and type 2 diabetes.
I don't know about that.
I'm not sure about that. I mean, I don't know.
The whole heart attack thing, don't you think that the more caffeine and the more stimulation for someone that doesn't need that stimulation? All right, let's be honest. There's a very overweight person, and they drink coffee, 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 caffeine, caffeine, caffeine. Don't you think that puts them at more of a risk? I mean, we're not doctors.
I guess it depends on the person and...
Wow.
Who knows?
Here's one that's true, especially if you're in the New York City area. Coffee shops are everywhere.
They sure are.
And more are on the way. My goodness, you walk into Manhattan, there is a Starbucks every third store down the street.
There really is. Like every corner you see a Starbucks.
It's everywhere.
But the thing is that they're all packed with people.
Yes.
They're all packed with people.
There's none of them that are empty.
No, never. Never.
And I've been in the city, and you say to someone, okay, I'll meet you at Starbucks.
Which one? And you're absolutely right. There's a demand for it.
Yep.
Everyone, you see people walking up and down the street, most people, holding a cup of coffee.
That's right.
And it's gotten more and more over the years. I think it's just a lifestyle thing. I don't know.
And this is ironic. A couple of weeks ago, I pull up to a Dunkin' Donuts near where we work. Who's in front of me? You.
That's right. You know, it's almost like... a routine for me. Right before I go into work, mm-hmm. I'll pull into a Dunkin' or a Starbucks because there's both by where we work, yes. multiple. And if there's a day when I'm like, oh, you know what, I'm not going to get it. I pull in to work and I always regret not
you
getting
regret it.
I regret it.
Yes.
It's almost like a routine and it's like my body's just used to having it at work.
And then you go to the commissary at work where they sell like you can make your own coffee and it's awful.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, it's awful.
It's
watered down and it's terrible.
Awful.
The last one, coffee can help fuel your workout.
Really?
Need a little something extra to fuel that morning run? Grab a cup of coffee. Research shows that the caffeine in the coffee can enhance physical endurance and stamina, making a long run or ride feel easier. So, what does this mean? Caffeine and coffee are our friends.
I like this study.
See
I
that?
Do like this study because you know what?
We're reaffirming your lifestyle.
I love coffee.
See?
I love coffee. Coffee makes me happy.
This is the whole purpose of this show, to assuage the lifestyle of Christina Staffo.
Yeah, you know, this is the confirmation that I needed today, Ed. Thank you.
All right. Well, we got to take a break. And you know what? I feel like getting some coffee. So it's the perfect time to say, stay with us. I'm Ed Kalecki.
And I'm Christina Staffo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.